This is Mojo in the Morning. This is Mojo in the Morning.
Mojo.
It's showtime.
And the Rockets' red glare.
You're not being logical, is what I'm saying.
This is like an orgasm in a cup.
Good morning. Hello. Hi. Good morning. It is the Mojo in the Morning Show for Tuesday, February. February. Is it February? February.
It sounds weird when you say it right,
The 23rd. I know.
Yeah,
how is it pronounced?
February.
February.
It doesn't even sound right.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's almost March, 23rd day of the month before. Welcome to the show. It is Mojo in the Morning. We got a lot to get to today. We got scams, senseless surveys, breakup or makeup coming up. Prizes are great. Early in the show, I don't know if I'm talking loud enough or I'm talking too loud for my house because I am still broadcasting at home. I'll be broadcasting this week. Looking forward to coming in studio. Actually, I got to tell you guys, yesterday, holy crap, did it take a lot out of me to do this whole thing. Because we do the show until 11 o'clock, and then we have like a little bit of a break, like a 30-minute or so break. And then we had a post-show meeting that we do. And our post-show meeting went till, I don't even know what time it went till, like 12:30 or something like that. I tell you guys a funny story what I did. I was very tired, but I was extremely hungry. And through the show, my stomach was growling and it was not good. And I have to take medication. This is my meds. You hear all that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you bring it up for the
bottle.
Whole class?
That's actually, you don't want any of these. None of these are fun.
Yeah.
But I can't take these, Spike, unless I have some food in my belly.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to have something to eat. So I went to look in our cabinets, and what can I find? I find that unbelievable kettle corn popcorn that's supposedly like semi-healthy.
Oh, what's, the boom chicka pop.
What's it called, Shannon? The
boom chicka pop.
Boom chicka pop.
It's seriously so good.
Yeah. So I had boom chicka pop, and then I said, you know what? Because Chelsea wasn't home. Chelsea actually had to do stuff at Luke's school yesterday because it was his first day back. After being, you know, out of school since the end of October. And so I ordered a DoorDash from a restaurant called Jennifer's Kitchen. They have the most fabulous Marie salad in the world. I'm telling you, it's like so good. So I ordered the thing. I laid down on the couch for a couple of minutes just to kind of kick back and put on like ESPN. Chelsea woke me up at 5 o'clock.
Oh, God.
That at night. And I said to her, I said, did you go in through the garage or the front door? And she said, I went in through the garage. And I go, oh, crap. I walk outside. My DoorDash delivery is still sitting out there.
Well, at least it was preserved because it was so cold.
I know. Yeah. Oh, God. I felt like, first off, I haven't taken a nap in forever because, like, during the post-surgery stuff, they told me, they said, oh, you'll be sleeping a lot. You'll be taking naps. I never took a nap. I couldn't fall asleep for some reason. But I slept great at night. Like I would go to bed at 9 o'clock at night and sleep all the way till 8 o'clock in the morning or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I slept from 1 till 5 yesterday or, you know, thereabouts. I could not fall asleep last night.
Oh, yeah.
So last night I did not go to bed until 1 a.m. And I woke up at 3:30 this morning. So it's going to be an interesting show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll start to get delirious.
And my DoorDash
really
Maurice.
Fun at like 9 a.m.
I'm going to eat my Maurice salad this morning, I think, during the show.
What is in a Maurice salad? So,
Shannon,
yeah.
would you like me to go through the whole thing?
Yeah, because I've seen them on menus before. I've just never understood
why
the
fancy
name.
No one's ever actually ordered one.
Really? Is that like an old? Is it an old person salad?
It sounds
or something?
Like an old person salad.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially when you say
it.
They have a fabulous Maurice salad, I think was your quote.
After your long nap.
Had to get up and watch some People's Court.
No, Judge Judy. I don't do People's Court. All right,
what is
it? Judge Judy. So, all right, so Maurice salad. I'm going to go on DoorDash right now, and I'm going to pull up Jennifer's Kitchen. All I know is it's got the most unbelievable... the most unbelievable little pickles.
You describe your Maurice salad like people describe their spouses on Wheel of Fortune. This is my fabulous husband, Brent. They always use a really good adjective, and that's what you're doing with this salad.
You want to hear some crazy history salad. I just Googled about the Maurice salad?
What?
It started in Detroit, Michigan, at Hudson's downtown department store.
Really?
Named after a chef that worked in the kitchen at their restaurant. Now, Hudson's, of course, to the younger generation, it closed in like 80 or 82 or 83. So it hasn't been around in a long time.
It became Macy's.
Yeah. But that was the spot when people would go shop for Christmas and stuff. And then you would have lunch at the restaurant. There was a couple of restaurants on the 13th floor, and the Maurice salad was born out of that restaurant.
Let me tell you where it's got. It's got shredded lettuce with is it julienne ham? I don't even know what that is, but
cut
it's
up
ham.
Yeah,
poached chicken breast, Swiss cheese, sweet pickles, chopped with purple onions and tomatoes. Tossed in Maurice salad dressing, which is like a creamy dressing.
Sounds lovely.
It's delicious. I can't believe you, of all people, whose mom took you shopping downtown all the time when you were a little kid. And,
me?
You know, you had all kinds of little, you know, festive things that you would do. Your mom
kids aren't paying attention to salads.
You know
what's
so interesting? Now knowing the backstory, this is so boring for people listening, but my mom used to always tell me stories about how when they were little, she grew up very, very poor. So it was a treat around Christmas time. Their family would go to the Hudson's in downtown Detroit. And that was like the highlight of her year because she felt like she was in another world. It was so fancy and beautiful. And they never got to eat at the restaurant, but it's actually a really cool story. So
they never met Chef Maurice.
They never met Chef Maurice. I don't believe. No.
Apparently.
Well, have you heard the story of the Cobb salad, you guys?
And Cobb salad needs a better name.
I prefer the Jets salad with the ranch.
Oh, I love that salad. Yeah, Mike, good. I was thinking about you yesterday.
Why is that?
With this DoorDash delivery, because you know I ordered you breakfast. And I kept getting a phone call during the show from a California number. And I thought it was just like a sales call. And it would come on. It was actually coming on and calling me nonstop during our Kim and Kanye contest that we did. And I wasn't answering it. And then all of a sudden I got the picture sent that they left your breakfast order. And where did they leave it, by the way?
In the lobby, but like the not like the lobby where like nobody walks through the lobby that anybody could just like go grab it. Yeah, but it was fine. I mean, the bank, there's a bank right there. They watched it and they said that, nobody even questioned me when I walked up to grab it. So I guess anybody could have really grabbed it, but it was there. It was good. It was delicious. Thank you.
See, that's the thing I don't understand. Like anytime I've ever, you know, done DoorDash or Uber Eats or Grubhub, I've always done it to my home or I've had it done at other people's homes. I've never done it in an office building like yours. It has to be very awkward to do DoorDash deliveries in an office building where you have to have like a key card, right, to go upstairs and stuff.
Yeah, there's a whole process. Even if they deliver mail, like there's a sign in the lobby that says you have to call. I'm surprised they didn't call that number too. There's a number you're supposed to call when you come here. Because you can't get prizes and stuff from here anymore. So, but even if mail comes here, it has to be there has to be somebody called, then they have to reach out to another person who has to reach out to another person. So there might have been a lot of people called yesterday, and I just don't know about it yet.
They have that spot where you're supposed to put in special instructions, right? Like if you have a gated community or you have an office where they have to ask for you or whatever. Now it's easier for drivers because most people just want it dropped off. Just leave it and run. I don't want to interact with anybody with the virus.
I wondered why your text said, grab it. You sent me a text to go get it, and it just said, grab it. And I was like, oh, all right.
Well,
I didn't want
somebody else to steal it.
Right.
What do you think you were supposed to be grabbing?
I don't know. That's all I saw was grab it on my thing. And I went, okay. All right. And then I didn't realize they'd blown up your phone, though.
Yeah, they were calling a couple of times. That's all right. It was a good breakfast, by the way.
It was delicious. It was fabulous. It was, give me another adjective. It was delightful. Spectacular. Thank you.
No Maurice salad.
No. No, it was really good. I got by the way, this giant cinnamon roll. It was delicious.
Did I sound like that when I was describing my Maurice salad? Did I?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
This text from 810 says, this is the kind of premium content I want at 5:45 in the morning. Welcome back, Mojo.
Well, tell them it's the wrong time. Yeah. They're listening at. Yeah. But we're in the 6 o'clock hour here right now. But all right. So today is gonna be a good day. I'm hoping. I'm gonna see.
Promise.
I wonder if I can get like an Uber Eats or a DoorDash person to Starbucks me, to do that this early in the morning. I thought about doing this. I thought about getting in the car and going through like the drive-through of the Starbucks and then coming and then being home in time to do the broadcast with you guys.
Uh-huh.
Because I heard that a couple of the other Blaine was telling me that he does this. So Blaine's, and Lauren have been doing the shows from their homes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Blaine goes and gets breakfast and stuff in the morning and then goes home.
Really?
But I think the whole concept is
don't want to get dressed. You're in your home working from home. You don't even have to leave.
Do you have to get dressed to go to Starbucks, though? Like, you're actually setting that bar pretty high.
Well, I'll put pants on, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, Megan, tell me that, because I know that you'll sometimes will do the drive-thru of Starbucks. Does it give you a little bit of anxiety that they're not going to be fast enough for you to be able to get to the studios?
Yes, and today I was stopped by a train as well, and I left the house with confidence this morning. I haven't left this early in a long time, and I was like, I've got plenty of time, don't even worry. Then a train came, and I was like, oh, no. And then I went around, and then I was like, the Starbucks better be fast. There was a line at the Starbucks. I had a full 30-minute panic attack this morning just making sure that I got here on time.
Tomorrow I'm going to try this, by the way. I'm going to see if I can do it, and I'm going to call you the whole time, Megan, have you talk me through the whole thing.
Just breathe. Go fast.
Jody wants to mention something about the Jennifer's Kitchen, and it's a locally owned great business, but what did you want to say, Jody?
Good morning. Welcome back. So wonderful to hear your voice. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Just wanted to tell you, they have the most fabulous Maurice salad. Mojo is totally right. And you have to try.
You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. Carrot chicken soup.
Oh, okay. Something else to order.
Carrot chicken soup.
Homemade every day. It's amazing. And I'm so excited. I'm going to this place today.
The tomato chicken soup is good, too.
Oh, I've had that. Yeah, so I'm so excited because I'm moving next week, and I'm going to be less than a mile from there. So,
wow, awesome.
Oh, good. Good. I'll meet you there when I'm finally able to leave the house.
Exactly. So welcome back, and love you guys, and have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
All right.